Hey there, welcome back. I have a question for you. Are you an entrepreneur? Are you dreaming about becoming an entrepreneur? Are you dreaming of having a side hustle, something that is like your passion, something that brings in some extra income, something that meets a need of yours? If you are an entrepreneur, if you're dreaming about becoming an entrepreneur, if you are doing it as a side hustle or full time, this episode is for you. So when you start a business, it is super easy to get overwhelmed. And this is true whether you are actually starting the business or at any point in the business where there is a growth opportunity, where there's an opportunity for you to expand in terms of what you're offering and who you're serving and how you're going about serving them. At any point, there is this opportunity of risk, of change, of opportunity. Oh, I said that a couple times, of opportunity and risk. There is also a great chance of going into a place of overwhelm, of spinning in self-doubt and letting yourself get super confused by all the options and decisions. And if you are currently an entrepreneur, you know that there are a lot of options and decisions. And you might already feel this if you're not, you have not yet made the leap, but you are considering kind of creating a side hustle or jumping into having your own business. Is there's a lot of different ways to go about it. There's a lot of different ways to approach your business. There's a lot of different offerings that you could create. There's a lot of different price points. There's a lot of different ways that you can work on attracting your clients to you, and then what you can do when they come onto your site or when they come into your world. There's lots of options. And when we have a lot of options, at first we think it's really exciting because we have all these options. But what can happen is we get into a place of overwhelm. We begin to get into a place of like decision fatigue, where we just get so tired of thinking about and making a decision about something, and we just don't know what to do. And what we tend to do is we begin to question everything. We begin to question ourselves. We begin to question the way other people are doing things, and we begin to really seek outside feedback. Is like, well, what do you think? Do you think I should do it this way, or do you think I should do it that way? Who do you think my clients are? How do you think I should go about this? What do you think I should price this at? Like, am I doing this right, or am I doing this wrong? We begin to question everything. And then that's when the confusion comes in. That's when we begin to spin in self-doubt. Now, this could happen, and then the next day we could feel really like on solid ground and very clear and very purposeful in what we're doing, and we may feel that way for a couple days, and then we slide back into a place of self-doubt and overwhelm. And that is all such a normal part of being an entrepreneur. It's such a normal part of being a human, is we kind of move in and out of all of these experiences. You are not necessarily going to feel amazing every single day about your business and about the choices you're making in your business. You are going to have to, it's a process of working with yourself and your thoughts and your feelings and your actions every single day to really stay in a place of connection and stability and trust. It really is a conversation that you have on a constant basis. And that is true for your business and it's true for your life. And I'm sure you can kind of feel into that in some ways, that even in your life, it's a constant process of kind of the awareness you have around how you're living your life, the choices that you're making, and whether they feel good or not. The same is true is in your business. So what I'm offering something in a couple of weeks that I want to encourage you to be a part of, because it will really help you navigate this journey of being an entrepreneur and being a human as you're being an entrepreneur, right? This idea that it's going to have some ups and some downs, this idea that there is going to be lots of options and lots of decisions, and with that, overwhelm and self-doubt. So what can we do about that? And there's a class that I'm going to be offering on July 26th that is going to address all of this. And it's called How to Grow Your Business in Small Bite-Sized Pieces. This class is all about stopping the overwhelm. It's all about stopping the self-doubt and the confusion with simple steps that will keep you moving forward. When we begin to spin in confusion, when we begin to spin in self-doubt, when we begin to spin in overwhelm, what often happens is we stop. We stop taking action. We start believing something about ourselves and about our business that like encourages us to stop. We believe that the things that we are up against mean that we should stop, when in reality, we need to keep going. But it can feel hard to keep going when we feel overwhelmed and self-doubt and confusion. And so in this class, I'm going to be offering you simple steps that will keep you moving forward. So here's what you're going to learn when you come to this class on July 26th. You're going to learn what most entrepreneurs do that stop them from taking action and what you can do instead. There's something that entrepreneurs do. There's this habit, I guess, that entrepreneurs can get in that it just is just like you stop yourself in your tracks. And how can you get around that? We're going to talk about that because it's a very, very common thing that comes up. You'll also learn how to stay out of your head and not spin in confusion. So when you notice that this is happening for you, I'm going to provide you with a tool to help you stop the confusion and stop spinning and stop just being in your head and keep you moving forward. That's really what we're going after, is how do you stay in motion so that you keep being consistent in your business with your messaging, with your offerings, with showing up, with providing value, that you don't have something happen and stop taking action or spin in confusion. You're also going to learn what you can do every day to keep the momentum going. This is something simple, something that you can do every single day to keep the momentum going. You're also going to learn 3 income-producing beliefs. This is so big and super powerful. This alone is worth coming to this class and making space for it. You're going to learn 3 income-producing beliefs that will help you create income. Even, this is so important, that will help you create income even when you aren't sure of the actions you should be taking. What? How can you make money if you don't know what the actions are that you should be taking? I am going to teach you what that looks like and the beliefs that you could be thinking starting as soon as possible that will really help you create the income that you want to make in your life. So again, this class is free. It's coming up on Tuesday, July 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And again, this class is for you if you have a side hustle, if you're a full-time entrepreneur, or if you are simply dreaming about becoming an entrepreneur. This class will give you actionable steps that you can apply immediately in your business. And of course, they're also going to impact your life as well. If you're interested, please sign up at soulcareclub.com/free-class. soulcareclub.com/free-class. And it's going to be a recorded class. However, I encourage you to show up live, be there with me so we can be in conversation together. You can ask your questions. I can get some insight about your business and where you're at and give you support right then and there. Now, you can watch the recorded class, but I won't be able to give you that personalized feedback. So do come in and join us live if you can. So it's Tuesday, July 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern time. I cannot wait to spend this time with you. It is such an honor to spend time with you, to really just be in like this live moment together and to see you, hear you, and support you. And I am so appreciative and grateful for any opportunity that we can do that. So again, if you'd like to take the class, please go to soulcareclub.com/free-class. And if you have any questions, just message me. You can message me on Instagram or on Facebook. I look forward to seeing you on Tuesday, and I wish you a wonderful rest of your day. Much love. Bye. Hey, if you're ready to cultivate the mindset and skills needed to live life on your own terms and make a meaningful impact at the same time, then I want you to sign up for a consultation call where we will explore what you want and what's stopping you. We'll also talk about how working with me can quantum leap your results and your life. All you need to do is head over to soulcareclub.com/schedule to book your free call. I look forward to talking with you soon.